on officialmills.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Scott instead of Chris, and this is Matt Lucas and David Walliams off of Little Britain. Welcome.
Hello.
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 On the day our DVD is released
oh,
as well.
Oh, David, shameless.
Now, David, I want to talk to you about the press, who are totally fascinated by your private life. Are you going to show me the other pictures that are on your phone?
No, I'm not, and now my phone is in my jacket, which is in the other room, so that's quite helpful, actually.
You know that you,
you
do
see, if you'd
this...
have Chris Moore's, you'd have looked through them on air. You wouldn't have given it back to me, but you're nice, you see, and Chris is evil.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know what your image is. It's kind of womanizer, isn't it? In the
you should have
womanizing playboy.
You did a very camp action. You said womanizer, and then you did a really camp action. Which actually, I think it's about right for me.
is that real, or are you not at all?
I've just got lots of friends who are girls, really. Mm-hmm. I'm a kind of an enigma like Cliff Richard.
Just like
me. Yeah. People don't really know.
And when you meet people, do the blokes try and keep you away from their girlfriend?
No, I don't think so. Have they?
No, I don't know.
What, I'm some sort of rabid animal?
Yeah.
No, I'm a gentleman. But no, I love the company of women, you see, and you know what it's like in the papers. If you're seen out with someone like my friend and he's gone out, and it's sort of like, oh, they must be going out together, but we just sit in and watch X Factor together.
Do you?
Mm, we did on Saturday anyway.
I thought I don't know what his name now.
What, the little one, Trevor?
No, the other little one.
Is it James?
The one with the lisp.
Yeah.
He should have gone through.
He was on GMTV today.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he's very sweet.
Oh, he's sweet, isn't he? He should have gone through.
I felt sorry for the other one. What's his... I got quite emotional. What's the one with the glasses? Is it Trevor?
Trevor. Oh. Did you know Trevor is only 9?
Is he?
That's why they didn't put him through.
It's a little bit cruel then, isn't it, really?
Oh, I could have said 8.
I've got some questions from our listeners in a minute, which I'd like you to answer. First of all, this is Laura, who works on our show.
Isn't Laura lovely?
Isn't she? And last week, we found out that she used to keep a diary about 10 years ago, which is really interesting reading. We know this because her sister actually called in and started reading extracts from the diary out on air.
That's quite cruel.
Now, a lot of people, if you wouldn't mind doing this for me, Matt, would like to hear some of Laura's diary in the style of Vicky Pollard. It'll give it a whole new slant.
Okay.
Just this bit here.
Well, so are you all right with me doing that?
It's fine.
You could have said no, I'd do it
How
anyway.
Old were you 10 years ago?
I think it's about 13 or 14.
Here we go.
No.
How old were you 10 years ago? I think about 13 or 14.
That's what
it was,
whatever
it
was. Okay. Right, okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
5th of October. The party didn't really go the way I want. Because Sarah got really drunk, was sick all over her top, and Andy's shoes. Oh my god, I still can't believe that happened. And Alan had to take her home. Jamie looked really cute, but didn't talk to me all night. Oh my god, I cried in the toilets, but didn't, but I don't think anyone noticed. The whole posse walked home together. Me and Andy hung back. He's so nice. Oh my god, I still can't believe that. He was just being really sweet and told me not to worry about Jamie. Didn't quite know how it happened, but he held my hands and I got off with him on the bridge. Oh my god, so I'm not Lesra after all. I think it went okay. My breathing went a bit funny and I got all hot.
Yes, thank you very much.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Oh. Yeah, but she got off with Andy and, well, we're yet to find out what happens with Jamie later this week.
She got all hot. That's lovely.
She got a bit worried about her braces.
Lovely thought.
Yeah. Now, before we do our listeners' questions, could you set the record straight about some of these rumours, please? David,
sure,
you're
about other people. Yes, it's true.
David, you're secretly writing songs with Robbie Williams.
That is incorrect. I have no musical ability whatsoever.
Although, you do sing in the new series, don't you?
I do. Sebastian does a song in the House of Commons for the Prime Minister.
Brilliant.
But no, I don't know where things like that come from. But it's just funny, really.
Matt, is it true you're going to play Benny Hill in a TV play about his life?
I think yes.
Okay.
I've never publicly said that, but I have been asked, and I've said yes, and hopefully we'll do it next year.
Brilliant. David, you're a big Doctor Who fan. Do you go to any conventions? Because apparently you've been spotted at one.
Well, I went to one in about 1983.
Right.
So
not
that's the
then.
One they mean.
Yeah.
Yes.
David, didn't you go and see a stage musical of Doctor Who?
I saw a stage Doctor Who the musical with starring John Pertwee.
And what happened afterwards outside? You went round to the stage door and
all I saw was John Pertwee changing upstairs through a frosted glass, and he had a very brightly coloured little sort of thong on.
No.
Surprising. No, you don't really want to imagine John Pertwee in a thong.
No, Words are coming
in a song. I'll have a cup of tea, a tart of cake, and a tight fitting brightly coloured thong, please, Aunt Sally.
Haven't you been in Doctor Who, Matt?
No, I haven't. I was in Casanova with David Tennant.
Oh, was it audio, one of the audio Doctor
Who? I have been in an audio, yes, and so has David been in an audio Doctor Who. And one day maybe we'll be able to be in the TV show, but there are no plans as yet.
Okay, right, here's some of our listeners. First of all, it's Samantha. Hi, Samantha.
Hi there.
You right?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
I can't hear anything through my cans, I'm sorry.
I can. Samantha, people sometimes call you Sammy or Sam? Which?
Sam.
Oh, brilliant.
Go on, I'm
good at this. Okay, my question for both of you, actually, is which character do you find most difficult to do without dissolving into fits of giggles?
Which character do we find most difficult to do without dissolving into fits of giggles?
For Matt, it's all of them.
Yeah. I'm a professional amateur. And I just laugh at any opportunity.
Really?
The character I find hardest to do is Vicky Pollard. It just takes me quite a few goes to get it right. Because
yeah, I don't know how you do that, but it is a tongue twister.
It is. What about you, Dave? David's very disciplined.
Is he?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
I laugh a little bit sometimes. Something made me laugh in the first series when Matt put on a funny wig and he looked like the Milky Bar Kid. And I couldn't stop laughing for ages.
All right.
Are you going to be buying our DVD that's out today?
Definitely, I have the first one.
How wonderful.
And I actually came to meet you at HMV when you did a sign-in.
Did you like us? Were we
yes,
nice?
Yes, I did. I thought you were lovely. You were dressed up as Lou and Andy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, was... When was that? Oh, well, whereabouts do you live?
Virgin, I can't remember. I live in Moreton-on-the-Naze, but I work in London, so...
Moreton-on-the-Naze, that's not far, David.
You write down your number, my love.
Bye, Sam. Susan.
Hello.
All right.
Yes, I'm fine. Are you okay?
Yeah. Got a question?
Yes, I have. I've got two questions actually.
Oh
dear. I know. Sorry. My school, because I'm a teacher, is doing a Little Britain-based panto for the kids this year.
I saw your text earlier. This is great. Go on.
And I want two questions. My first question is, have you got any tips on playing Vicky Pollard for someone who clearly has a Brummie accent? And the second question is to David and Matt. I wondered if they'd want to come in and watch our panto.
That's very kind. I'm sadly doing my hair that day. But
will that be free admission or...?
We can put on some sandwiches for you, but it is going to be £3 each.
Oh! Yeah, we get a lovely spread for that, don't you? £3 as well.
Thanks very much for the invitation. Well, we're going on a tour in a couple of weeks, so we'll find out where we are, and if we can, it would be lovely. But my advice to you, we always say there's a Vicky Pollard on every street corner. So my personal feeling is, like Shakespeare, you must do your own interpretation. Your Vicky can be a Brummie, I think. Now be ever now, but...
Yeah,
oh my goodness, I can't believe you just said that. Don't you agree, David?
I think that's a wonderful idea. It can be reinterpreted by different generations.
Hello, James.
Hello there.
Got a question?
Yes. I live...
James, are you on the toilet? It's very echoey.
Sorry about that. No, I'm... I live just outside Carmarthen, not far from Llangmeang of the Arth, where the only gay the village is set.
Llandowy Brevi.
It's Llandowy Brevi.
Yeah. Not far from there. The problem we've got...
You live in Wales, that's what you're getting at.
A lot of the village signs have been stolen. Do you know who's taken them?
I've taken them.
Why would anybody want to steal them?
Well, I suppose it's been a memorabilia you could probably sell on eBay, isn't it?
We did sign, we've autographed a sign, which I think is gonna go for sale for charity, but, yeah, we're sorry about that. You need to fix them to the wall, I guess. We need to be, you know.
It's quite strange, because we just picked that village purely at random on a map, having never been there. And to think we've ruined those people's lives. it's very unfortunate, we would tell people not to steal the signs, I think.
I think so. Mm. Please don't steal the signs.
Don't steal the signs. Right, Matt and David, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with Madame Tussauds.
Thank you.
Would you like a DVD?
Yes, would you sign them and maybe we'll be able to give them away?
David, is that the Series 2 DVD currently available
today
at all good shops?
Wonderful.